Okay. Sunday 3/22/26, the title of this, the Lord began to give this to me on 3/18/26. The title is Come, Called Out to Send Back. He gave me the story of Moses, of course. I called you out of the system, trained you, and I'm sending you back into the system. We're talking about the Babylonian church, the church system, the way that the Christian church operates currently. We left a certain fellowship for the last time in August of 14. I wrote down 14. I saw 24, but you don't have to correct me, okay? You can tell me later. You will begin to see all over the world the changing of the guards. You're being sent back to your Egypt, so to speak, just like Moses. Many others are being sent back as well. This is a worldwide movement. Change has come. Change has been won in the spirit realm, and now you will see it manifest in the natural realm. When I called you out in 2014, I also called out many others, and they have gone through what you have been going through, and they are serious and ready to get to work correcting the wrongs in the natural with my word. The old guard that stayed at their post and obeyed me will be going home to their reward.
Say that again.
The old guard that stayed at their post and obeyed me will be going home to their reward. Watch for a big change in the political arena. Big change coming. There will be no more traitors in your government. My chosen man, Donald Trump, has seen to that. There will be no more traitors in the nations either. The reformation that I spoke to you about before the first of the year is here. Worldwide reformation. That's a coming back to Jesus. Those that have not exactly followed me but are not so evil will be chastised with fewer stripes. First time I'd ever had the heart bring this up to me. So we're going to read about that. This is Luke chapter 12. Verse 35. It says here, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. And ye yourselves liken to men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat and will come forth and serve them. He's going to serve us a meal for our service. And if he shall come to the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us or even to all? And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise servant, when his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Not sorta or kind of forgot. Of a truth I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all he hath. But and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to hear, beat the men servants and maidens, and eat and drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not, himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes, for unto whomsoever much is given, to him much is required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. So what's he saying here? People that just didn't know are going to be treated differently than those who did. They just didn't know, so they couldn't fully carry out what they needed to. God will give them some leeway, but those that knew and didn't, it says they're part with the unbelievers. That throws out the Baptist once saved, always saved, doesn't it? Okay, let's read on. I'm come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it be already kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straightened till it be accomplished? Suppose ye that I'm come to give peace on earth? I tell you, nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son against the father, the mother against the daughter against the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. So everybody said, Jesus came to bring peace. He did not. He came to bring a sword. He came to separate the sheep from the goats, is what he did. Okay, let's keep going here. Stripe here means stroke, wound, or calamity. All right, the Lord continues here. I can't tell you I fully understand that, but it's what he gave me, so that's what I wrote down. As I trained my servant Moses, I've trained you and many others across this nation and world. Moses went from a few small sheep in the wilderness to the entire nation of the children of Israel. As you well know, he tried to talk me out of sending him back. He had his inhibitions just as you have had, but make no mistake about it. For just as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Now regarding your assignment, this was the next day, 3:19:26. What's the look for? What did I?
That last sentence about Moses, if you'd read that again. I'm trying to stay up with you.
Okay. Do you want me to read all of it or just part?
No, part after.
As you well know. As you well know, he tried to talk me out of sending him back. He had his inhibitions, just as you have had your inhibitions. But make no mistake about it, for just as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Now regarding your assignment, this was 3:19:26 the next day. Next day when I got up. The turbulence will smooth out. It is only temporary as you climb higher. This is new territory for you and your team. You encountered a new level devil this week. You're taking new ground, so hold your ground. It's not about anything that you are doing wrong, but everything that you're doing right. Just keep moving forward. Your predecessor started off right. Remember when he prayed 1 Timothy 2 over every service? Remember the Friday night intercessory prayer? Remember the early morning prayer? When you went on staff, he put you over intercessory prayer. All of this has been forsaken and forgotten there, but you will bring this fellowship back online and accomplish the mission I laid down for it many years ago, which was apostolic, by the way. I do not forget. People forget, but I do not. My word is always sent for a purpose, and it will not return void. For any fellowship to stay on course, they must have an inside source. You can't do it through pretty programs, pretty dramas, beautiful music, even if they're from Juilliard. I don't care who they are. If they have music awards, it cannot come from outside sources, outside programs, outside whatever. The Lord says it has to come from the inside. Let me read that over again. For any fellowship to stay on course, they must have an inside source. The navigator has to be the Lord God Himself, the Holy Spirit. A ship without a navigator is they're going to shipwreck. All the great programs in the world cannot replace it. Those that pray stay the course, and those who stray go off course. The apostle call. They have lost their first love as ambassadors of the gospel. I'm not going to say the name. I wrote it here. That place out there is mine, says the Lord, not anybody else's. It's not, they're not the owners. The Lord says it's mine, and I will bring it back into divine order. My daughter, you are the one that I will use to do it. Just as you have brought a few into divine order, now you will bring the many into divine order. Decently and in order, as my apostle Paul said, a fellowship that is seated with me in heavenly places, making a difference, seeing my kingdom come and my will being done for a change. Much darkness has covered the Permian Basin, and this is some of the turbulence you have encountered because you are a threat to the darkness of this world. But as people's light bulbs begin to come on, they will help to extinguish this darkness as well. Instead of the armpit of the world, it will be the oasis in the desert that it has been prophesied to be. Go to Isaiah. Well, you can go there if you want to. I've written it out. Isaiah 60, 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arrive upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Now Isaiah 9, 2. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. That's what the Lord's going to do here in the Permian Basin. That's always been the vision out here, the oasis in the desert. Okay, let's go to Matthew 25. You can get it later and read it back, listen to it. Matthew 25:14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country. He called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to another according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me the 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And now this could qualify maybe with part of the few blows. Then he which received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathered where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went, hid thy talent in the earth. Though there thou hast that is thine. His servant answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, Thou knewest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I had not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath talent, for every one that hath shall be given. He shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. If we think for a minute that we won't be held accountable for letting the church go off the rails like it has, we have to be at our post and we have to do what God tells us to do. And the Lord begins to say this, my daughter, this is my assignment for you. Wait a minute, did I read it all? No, there's more. 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. In other words, whatever he told them to do, they did. Naked, and I clothed you. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and led thee, or fed thee, and thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Talking about loving one another, you know what I'm saying? Then shall ye say also unto them in the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Well, I thought it was once saved, always saved. Well, I guess not. For I was hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Okay, my daughter, this is my assignment for you. Turn it around and get the people commission-minded and place in place of bless-me-minded. Party ship to gospel ship. The first love is what I came and died for, the return to first love. Revelation chapter 2. That's the first love, the gospel. Revelation 2:1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou hast not, canst bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, hast found them liars. And hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. But I'd like some of that right now. The Lord brought up to me Brother Hagin's book, Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits. talking about cruise ships here, a point of interest here, the system that navigates a big ship into safe harbor is called NOAA. As in the days of Noah. It's spelt different, but it is Noah. He said he sent Noah to rescue as many as would listen. They didn't want to listen then, and all they wanted to do was party. Party ship to gospel ship. Just as in the days of Noah, so it is now. Okay, Hebrews 10. Verse 32. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were eliminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. Partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For you had compassion on me, of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense and reward. You have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. But the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Okay, that's all of that one.